I'd love to celebrate Mass at our little elementary school with the kids. Love it. And the reason I like it so much is I try to teach the kids how to pray. And I try to teach them in a way that maybe they remember. But before I get into that, Bishop Kinnaman, Bishop Martin, excuse me, Bishop Morin. Maybe you'd be a bishop for the day, Martin. And Father Marcin, our new priest, what a happy day. Our Lord has given us a new priest, Father Marcin Stanislaus Victor. What a happy day. Now, back to school. I try to teach the kids to pray in a way that'll stick. I love to do it, and maybe it's much too easy for me to become childlike. So at our school masses, I tell the kids, okay, boys and girls, let's pray with our hands. Hold out your hands, hold them out, and all the little bitty kids hold out their hands. Here we go. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well then, on this very happy day, let's pray with our hands. So hold out your hands, and let's give a round of applause to our new priest, Father Marcin. Father Martin, how gracious the Lord is to us and to you, that by his providence, your first Mass is on the first day of a new year of prayer, the first Sunday of Advent, and it's fitting. A new year, a new priest, a first Mass. I love Advent. The only thing I don't like about Advent is that it's not long enough. I think it's a beautiful time of the year because it's full of expectation, it's full of hope, and it overflows with hoped-for gifting. Advent makes us confident that God will fill us to overflowing like little kids with wonderful, colorful new things. And today, that is you, Father Marcin. Today, you give us a new thing. You will gift your people to whom God will send you. Thank you, Father Marcin, for becoming a priest for us. Did you know that Father Marcin grew up on a farm? A farm in Poland. I thought Poland was all full of fancy cities and everything. But no, there's a farm in Poland, and that's where Father Marcin grew up. His parents worked the land. Well, the prophet Jeremiah says in this first reading on Father Marcin's first Mass, that he will give us leaders who will do what is right and just for the land. The land. Now, I'm sure that when Father was a little boy, little Marcin, that he was given a few chores to do by his mom and dad. I'll bet you that Father Marcin had to tend the animals. I'll bet you that he had to work the land, grow a few crops, the land. He worked on the land. Well, my goodness, Father Marcin, what a rich inheritance the Lord has given you from which to draw. Because the land of which Jeremiah speaks this morning is the land of his people. It is his people that he's speaking about. That's the land. And so the experiences that you had as a boy, Father Martin, use them as you care for God's beloved people. So often does Jesus talk about farming. He ministered in Upper Galilee, beautiful green land. And Jesus gives us the images of growing and vineyards and seeds and pruning. Clearly, God has blessed you, Father Marson, in giving you the real life experience of not caring so much for a farm, but for people. May God impel you, dear Father, to make the people grow into intentional disciples of Christ. So large will they be by your efforts that the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in their branches. The first Sunday of Advent gives us a beautiful responsorial song. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. So beautiful in Advent. Father Martin lived here with me for 6 months. And my task, I think, for our bishop, was to observe him and guide him. Well, I'd like to share with you something that I observed. Father Martin is clearly a man of prayer. That means that is essential in priesthood. Especially today, we must be grounded in prayer. And we as priests must seek out holiness. I think that Father Martin is on the right path. Because what I saw in the past 6 months is a man who is faithful to a promise. He promised right here, in front of a lot of people, to Bishop Kinnaman, that he would pray. He promised to do that. And he's doing it. So faithful he is to the Liturgy of Hours. But more than that, for the past 6 months, Father Martin has spent many hours before the Blessed Sacrament. In duty, yes, but also out of personal impellation. What I find hopeful and enlightening in this man of prayer is that every day, before he would serve at Mass, Father Martin would go into the chapel and sit down. Just sit. Reflecting. Then after Mass, he would go back to the same seat with the chapel empty, and he'd sit there again before the Blessed Sacrament. And as I watched him do that, I imagined that Father Martin, before Mass, was a man of humility, before going to Mass, beseeching the Lord's help, beseeching the Lord's approval before celebrating the awesome task of confecting the Eucharist. That is an awesome task. And after Mass, I imagine that Father Martin was there thanking God for the gift that he received. Father Martin, I implore you, my dear brother, keep praying. In the years ahead, Father Martin, you're going to be faced with some awesome things. Awesome. Some of them great, absolutely. Some of them difficult? Absolutely. And that for each of those things, always, whether good or bad, thank God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. What a great day this day is. Bishop Kinnaman, the Lord has given you a good priest in Father Marcin Stanislaus Victor. He is someone who will help you in your wonderful vision of forming intentional disciples. But not only is he a new priest and a good priest for you, Bishop, it's thrilling to think that 20 years from now, excuse me, 30, oh, wait, let's make it 50 years from now. 50 years from now, Father Martin will still be celebrating the Eucharist. So we thank God. We thank God on this day for the newness that this young man will give to people, for the care this young priest will give them, and for the prayer that will surround them in Father Marcin Stanislaus Victor.